Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Steele's Greenville Expedition V. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where knowledge is just a podcast away. I'm your host, Alloy, and join me today as we delve into the fascinating world of history, exploration, and human tenacity with a focus on Steele's Greenville Expedition. This little-known chapter of American history holds insights into the pioneering spirit, geopolitics, and the perseverance that defined an era. So, what was Steele's Greenville Expedition? Let's set the scene. It's the late 18th century. America was in the aftermath of the Revolutionary War. The nation was young, ambitious, and eager to solidify its presence. Enter General James Steele, a formidable military figure appointed by the Continental Army to lead an expedition into the Northwest Territory, specifically targeting an area known as Greenville. At this point, you might be wondering what the significance of Greenville was. During this era, the Northwest Territory was considered the frontier, a vast, unexplored region full of resources, but also fraught with challenges. European powers, mainly the British and French, had vested interests there, not to mention the presence of indigenous peoples who called the land home. But before we get too far down the historical path, let's pause and reflect. What does exploration mean to us today? In a world where technology has made the world feel infinitely smaller, can we still capture that sense of adventure? As we ponder that, think about how exploration back then wasn't just geographical, but also diplomatic, political, and personal. Continuing from where we left off, Steele's Greenville Expedition was about establishing American influence and maybe a fresh beginning for settlers seeking their fortune. General Steele and his group of adventurers set out with high hopes, equipped with the skills of artisans, surveyors, and soldiers. The journey was anything but easy. Imagine trekking through dense forests, crossing unpredictable rivers, and dealing with weather conditions that challenged even the hardiest individuals. According to historical accounts, the challenges weren't limited to the physical landscape. The expedition also faced immense resistance from Native American tribes. These tribes, understandably protective of their land, frequently engaged in skirmishes with the expedition party. This brings us to a critical ethical consideration. How do we reconcile the spirit of exploration with respect for indigenous cultures? The issue is as relevant today as it was back then, as mankind continues to navigate the balance between discovery and respect for existing cultures. Real-life anecdotes from the expedition say that negotiations were as much a tool of survival as any gun or map. In many cases, it was diplomacy, rather than brute force, that enabled Steele's group to make friendly alliances, albeit temporary, with some tribes. Here's food for thought. How might our modern diplomatic relations be shaped if we applied a similar mindset of negotiation and understanding? But let's not forget the goal of the expedition was to establish Greenville as a symbol of American sovereignty. And it did succeed to some extent, providing a foothold for future territorial expansions. Yet, as history tells us, each acquisition comes at a cost. The Treaty of Greenville, a result of increased pressure and negotiation after the expedition, marked a significant moment where several tribes ceded large tracts of land to the United States. While it appeared as a triumph for the young nation, it was a loss for many tribes, a poignant reminder that progress often leaves scars. Let me invite you, our thoughtful listeners, to take a moment and reflect on how history shapes the uncertainties and assurances of our present and future. As Steele's Greenville Expedition tells us, exploration is more than a physical journey. It's a tapestry of courage, confrontation, diplomacy, and sometimes cultural dissonance. Here's a challenge for each of you. Explore your own unknowns. Whether it's a hobby, a conversation with someone different from you, or even a new area of study, let's create our own small expeditions in life, remembering always to anchor them in respect and understanding. Next time you hear of a historical event, try to imagine the human faces behind it, the untold stories within the general narrative. before we close today's episode, think about a time you undertook your own personal expedition. What were your challenges, and how did you overcome them? It's the questions we ponder that shape our growth. Thank you for joining me on this exploration into Steele's Greenville Expedition on Wikipedia. Remember, the pages of history are not just written, they're living chapters, waiting to be read and understood in new ways. Until next time, keep wondering and keep wandering.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Steele's Greenville Expedition V. Thanks for listening. See you next time.